The rest of the story. Every day you could watch him rummaging through the neighborhood rubbish heaps and trash cans. Rag pickers were once a common sight in the cities. One of those essential non-essentials in the sociographic scheme of things. This particular fellow was once known as King of the Rag Pickers. Folks even called him that to his face. He did not mind. You see, junk, well, in a way, junk was his own private world. An esoteric celebration of those things which the rest of the world considered valueless. There were discarded parts from a gas stove, a valve, a burner, an iron plate, an incomplete lock mechanism, an amusing piece of upholstery fringe, a misshapen sugar strainer. One day he found two broken toy cars, a bent cake pan, a small wicker basket. In somebody's garbage can, he discovered a bicycle saddle and handlebars, a set of ceramic flower pots, a pair of four-pronged garden rakes, and a curious wooden knife. He also collected the less complicated objects and materials, paper and strings and nails and metal springs, buttons and boxes and broomsticks, cardboard and cloth, even plain old charcoal and glass. Lots of glass. Bottles, things like that, and all of this junk and so very much more. He brought home with him tables and chairs, couches and ledges, virtually all horizontal surfaces, littered and heaped with his precious refuse in silent cacophony. Why not? He was the king of the rag pickers. Perhaps he was the most ambitious junk man who ever lived. What with all the paper and the strings and the nails and the springs, the buttons and boxes and broomsticks and bottles, the unwanted wood and the discarded cardboard, perfectly, immaculately, almost magically, ordinary things. Unless you were the man once called the king of the rag pickers. The king of the rag pickers. To him, junk was a world unto itself. As though material outcasts, in a language all their own, revealed the secrets of the society which had rejected them. If I may run that by once more, it'll help you to understand the rest of the story. As though material outcasts, in a language of their own, revealed the secrets of the society which had rejected them. Creates an intriguing picture, doesn't it? This fellow rummaging about in the rubbish heaps and the trash cans at twilight, stove burners and broken locks, cake pans and handlebars, mute objects, and yet they spoke to this man, and he in turn spoke to the world and literally immortalized that which others had considered garbage. Of these unused and ostensibly useless things, this man lovingly fashioned other things, marvelous things. A bicycle saddle and handlebars became the head of a bull. Two toy cars became a baboon and its young. A valve and a burner from a gas stove became the figure of Venus. Three-dimensional art. Today, virtually priceless, because a visionary eccentric spent most of his time in the trash. A man often mistaken for a common rag picker who dared to see worth in the worthless. Pablo Picasso. And now you know the rest of the story.